You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, December 29th, 8 a.m., Mount Pisgah Arboretum, Coast Fork of the Willamette River. A persistent cloud of misty aerosol obstructs much of the sun's light and warmth, creating a stagnant, bleak, near-freezing landscape. The river's roar reverberates across the meadow while its fluid turbulence animates the otherwise static surroundings. Wispy clouds of vapor rise from the slopes of Mount Pisgah like silvery flames, fringed in the pink light of dawn as the sun's rays pierce through a seam in the cloud cover just above the Cascades. At my back, the oak savanna has the appearance of an unruly golf course. Nearly all of last season's fallen leaves and straw have been reabsorbed into decaying compost, leaving a pasture of beaten-down yellow-green shoots. A small flock of ground-feeding varied thrushes retreat into the bare muscular arms of surrounding oaks as I walk by. These colorful relatives of the American robin will remain here all winter. When spring arrives, the forest will resonate with their mournful songs of long, multi-toned, minor key whistles, punctuated by dramatic pauses. This is the morning of Eugene's annual Christmas bird count. Prior to the 20th century, people engaged in a holiday tradition known as the Christmas side hunt. They would choose sides and go afield with their guns. Whoever brought in the biggest pile of feathered and furred quarry won. Beginning on Christmas Day 1900, ornithologist Frank Chapman, an early officer in the then-budding Audubon Society, proposed a new holiday tradition, a Christmas bird census that would count birds during the holidays rather than hunt them. Over the years, the compiled numbers have proved scientifically valuable, indicating trends and warning of declines in populations. Last year, Eugene had over 250 people involved in counting birds. This was the seventh largest turnout of nearly 2,500 Christmas bird counts held around the world. On the opposite bank of the river, a group of eight Steller's jays bounced through the bare branches of a riverside cottonwood while screeching at each other as if trying to coordinate some arcane project. Their charcoal head and blue plumage, along with their expressive crests, set them apart from the lighter blue western scrub jays that are also found in our area. Steller's jays are among the most intelligent and socially complex birds in the world. They can remember where they cached thousands of seeds and acorns for later consumption. In campgrounds, they are quick to spy unattended picnic items. Our own species has been successful for similar reasons. Intelligence and dependence on social cooperation, along with a non-specialized diet. Suddenly, the group decides to cross to my side of the river. Their flight is graceful and almost lazy, composed of long swoops on broad, rounded wings. They settle overhead in the branches of a Douglas fir, screeching their approval. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.